Exercise 9, page 54.
Welcome back to the show. I'm joined in the studio now by Kendra Logan. Kendra is a history student at Keele University, but she spends her free time running a smartphone app she created called Ethical Shopper. Kendra, how did you get the idea for this app?
Well, this app aims to help stop child labour. I came up with the idea while I was backpacking through Southeast Asia last year. In one city in Cambodia, I witnessed a long line of children walking into a clothes factory. I later learned that they worked there 12 hours a day. It was very upsetting, so when I returned to England, I decided to make this app.
I see. So what does the app do exactly?
Well, basically, it's a shopping app for clothes. I don't own my own online shop, though. Instead, this app connects with the online shops of clothes companies that have proven that they have no link to child labor. So, after you download the app, you can browse through thousands of ethically produced clothing items from more than 100 online shops, all in one app.
What a wonderful idea. And has the app been a success?
Yes, we think so. Right now, we're in the top 100 clothes shopping apps worldwide, and we have over 100,000 regular users. Plus, more and more ethical companies are contacting us, asking us to display their products. I think the success of our app shows that customers care about child labor, so hopefully more companies will take notice of this and cut all links with this terrible practice.
And is the app free to download?
Yes, of course. I don't earn anything from the app, and the programmers that maintain the app work for free. We do receive some money from the companies that pay us to display their products, but all this money goes to charities to help fight child labor. Since the app is becoming bigger and bigger, we might have to change this model and hire some programmers. But for now, we're very proud that the app is run entirely by volunteers.
Well, Kendra, it's been interesting talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.